This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Kylie's in Augusta. Hi, Kylie. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What's up?
I have a question for you. I am 35 years old. My husband will be 40 in August, and we are active duty military family. He is the active spouse. I stay at home with our kids. But I was active duty for 5 years and left to stay at home and raise our kids. He is looking at retiring. We want to retire or at least stabilize by the time my oldest is in high school, and he is in sixth grade right now. So within the next 5 years, we're looking at leaving all of this behind. And so I need to, I'm panicking because,
will he have his 20-year mark at that point?
Yes, he will be past his 20-year mark. He'll be, I believe, at 24.
Okay. And you didn't quite get to 20, did you?
No, okay. I did not.
Well, thanks to both of you for your service. So you're both going to have military retirement. Obviously, his is going to be substantial in those situations. So when you say retire, what do you mean? He's going to do nothing?
Well, I would like for him to do nothing, and I would like to take up the role. So we have a substantial gap between our two children. Our oldest is 12. Our youngest is 2. He just turned 2. And so I would like for him to stay at home and kind of enjoy his retirement that he's worked these last 24 years for and take up that mantle of filling in the gap of where. So we're going to lose a lot of military allowances. His pension is going to, you know, cover a whole bunch, but we're going to have to think about buying, not think about, we're going to have to purchase a house. We have no debt. Our kids' college funds paid for. One, our oldest has the post 9/11 GI Bill, so he's covered for college.
Oh, wow.
And then I, we're putting my SGLI, not my SGLI, not my life insurance, but my, my TSP account has about $35,000 in it roughly now. And we'll use that. We're just going to leave that alone until my youngest.
How old will your husband be when he retires?
Probably 43 to 45.
And you'll have a six-year-old at home?
We'll have a six-year-old, yes.
At that point, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to like me, but I'm going to tell you what I think anyway, okay? Because I like you, and I appreciate the service you've given to our country. A guy that comes out of the military in a highly structured, very mission-driven organization and comes home with a six-year-old is going to be a very unhappy person. He's going to need a task.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get emotional whiplash.
So the dream is, another issue with this is that I am a horse person. So we're looking to get basically a hobby farm, if you will. We just kind of want acreage, and he wants chickens, goats, the whole shebang. I just need a couple horses to train and sell just to kind of stay happy. We're going to need to right now we have zero debt. Our kids' college funds paid for. I just need to bolster some money so that we can buy a house with cash, not go into any debt.
Okay, so where are you going to get the money to pay cash for a house in 4 years? I'm confused.
Okay, so my husband makes about $11,000 a month. We have no debt.
And so how much are you saving a month?
How much are we saving a month? Oh, man. So we are saving about, let's see, so it says here on his little budget notes that we are in the green monthly balance about $2,300.
That's $30,000 a year for 4 years is $120,000. No hobby farm for $120,000.
No, And he's got about $700,000 in a TSP account.
Yeah, but you can't access that.
No, so he will be able to pull some of that out.
Very little. Until he's 59 and a half. It's tiny.
Okay. That's not going to happen with cash then. Oh, okay. Goodness.
Yeah. So you guys, that you're doing exactly what you should be doing. We're just doing it live on the air in front of everybody. But the what you need to be doing is to lay out exactly where we want to go, your desired future, as my friend Henry Cloud calls it, and then what must be true that's not true today. Okay, so here's the budget for the hobby farm. Here's what our income looks like now. Here's how we can throw money at it. What can we adjust? What has to be true? And we got to get a house in the meantime, you know, and what does our careers look like on the other end? So, you know, prior to me being blunt with you, you had planned to go play with horses and he was going to babysit a 6-year-old. And that might work. Some guys can do that. But I got to tell you, you're asking him to make a dramatic change in his daily activities. And the neuroplasticity of his brain is really going to have to go into overdrive to make that turn. The whiplash is going to be pretty incredible.
And so, maybe there's a season of it, Kylie, that he takes 6 months and he's just kind of, you know, he's home and all of it. But the long-term plan of that may not be what he wants either. So
Yeah, let's look at that. So, I think you're doing the right things. You just got to continue to dial out the details of how we're going to get there. What's the battle plan, to use a metaphor from your world?
Thanks for listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. Need help with your investments? Connect with a SmartVestor pro at RamseySolutions.com/invest or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.